Automating gear production for robots. Sensi Solutions provider NUM and Taiwanese machine tool company Xianwei Precise Technology have teamed up to develop Sensi grinding machines with a Knight Award manufacturing specialist gears used in robotics applications. Based on NUM's Flexium Plus 68 Sensi platform, Xianwei's new machines are designed to speed the production of both involute and cycloidal profile precision gears. According to the companies, these are the first gear grinding machines on the market that are capable of handling both types of gear profile. There are two versions of the machine, one for internal gears, the other for external gears. Founded in 1981, Xianwei Precise Technology initially specialized in precision machine tools such as vertical grinders, jig grinders and machining centers, together with coordinate measuring machines, CMMs. Over time, it also diversified into robotic automation systems. Robotic systems typically use either planetary gearboxes equipped with involute gears, or cycloid drives based on a combination of a reduced epitrusioid rotor and a cycloid stator. While planetary gearboxes have been around for a long time and enjoy extensive use, cycloid drives have far fewer moving parts and offer a more efficient means of achieving extremely high reduction ratios. A speed reducer with a ratio of 200 to 1 would typically need a chain of 3 planetary gearboxes with 12 moving involute gears. The same reduction ratio could be achieved with a cycloid drive using one stator and one rotor. However, cycloid gears are notoriously difficult and expensive to manufacture. New gear grinding machine. In 2015, Xianwei decided to bring gear manufacturing in-house by developing its own gear grinding machine. By producing its own gearboxes, the company aimed to control quality, shorten lead times and reduce costs. This move would also enable Xianwei to sell the gearboxes to machine builders and possibly the machines themselves to gear manufacturers. Xianwei initially based its gear grinding machine on a Fanuc Series 0 IMF Sensi system, which it uses for other machine tools, together with Mastercam CAD/CAM software and its own CMM. However, it soon became apparent that the profile complexity of cycloidal gears meant that CMM data was inadequate for controlling the manufacturing process. Another major disadvantage was that customers wishing to purchase the machines would also need to invest in an expensive CAD/CAM system and extra personnel. According to Xianwei's president, Mr. Li, "We quickly decided that what we needed was a Sensi system that fully supported gear grinding from the outset, so that our customers could simply input the parameters of the gear they wanted, with the Sensi then controlling all aspects of the machine's dressing and grinding processes in real time." NUM was an obvious choice, Li continued, because of its proven expertise in Sensi gear grinding applications. The company was also willing to collaborate in the joint development of the Sensi system, which includes an application-specific HMI, human-machine interface, and various dedicated control functions. Adrian Keener, CSO Asia and Managing Director of NUM Taiwan, pointed out that this application highlights the importance of NUM's decentralized support strategy. "By providing direct access to the Sensi experts and extensive development facilities we have here in Taiwan, as well as those in many other countries around the world, we are able to provide our customers with a very fast response service that helps them shorten their time to market significantly." Grinding involute and cycloidal precision gears. Xianwei's internal gear grinder is a 9-axis machine. The workpiece table is mounted on a linear axis that moves axially towards the grinding wheel, which is belt-driven, due to space constraints inside the gear, and mounted on a vertical axis driven by a linear motor. As the grinding wheel spins, it is driven up and down by the linear axis, while the workpiece table moves in continuously. Both flanks of the gear are ground simultaneously. The machine also handles gear dressing. During the dressing cycle, the entire tool head is moved horizontally to the right, and a symmetrical dressing disc moves along the outer shape of the grinding wheel in three sections, right/left flank and tip. Cycloids as well as involute shapes can be dressed. The external gear grinder is an 8-axis machine. Broadly similar to the internal gear grinder in operational terms, it features a direct drive grinding wheel. Like the internal gear grinder, it also handles dressing. However, in this case the shape of the tooth gap can be reduced epitrusioids or involutes. Manual correction of the gear tooth shapes is possible on either machine. Both machines are equipped with NUM FS-153 eye touch sensitive operating panels. The application-specific HMI that has been jointly developed by NUM Taiwan and Qianwei controls both the grinding and dressing cycles, and allows users to specify the required gear profile by entering the appropriate parameters. Graphical DXF, drawing interchange format, files can be imported from, and exported to, CAD systems, and the system features a comprehensive database for grinding wheels and workpieces. The North Carolina programs are generated entirely automatically, without any need for operator involvement. For more gear-related news, find out how a new twin spindle design reduces gear cutting cycle time for automotive manufacturers.